Thank you, everyone. I am sitting here today fighting a little bit of laryngitis, so please, I apologize. It's probably good for you because you don't have to listen to me as much. Can we have a handheld? Just walk around? No. All right, so I'm going to stand here. You know, one of the issues we face every day when we're looking at the industry and we're looking at law enforcement is that huge gap that exists. And I'm going to give you an example of how I envision that gap. And I'm going to do it through some jokes. You know, the first joke is this. When an SQL statement walks into a bar and sees two empty tables, it approaches the tables and said, "Can I join you?" Wait. The other one is, why are programmers confused during the holidays? Right, between Christmas and Halloween. Because 31 oc equals 25 dec. I don't know what that means. Do you understand that? Both those jokes, I have no clue what that means. Let me give you a police joke with computers. So my captain comes into me and says, "Hey, Chief, we have this new computer. We want to buy it. Come and check it out. Ask it any question. It'll answer it for you." So I go to the computer and I type in, "Where is my father?" And it responds to me, "Your father's in Florida." And I look at my captain. I say, "Cap, you see, I told you these things don't work." You know, because we always are doubters. I said, "These things don't work because it's a trick question. My father's dead." He goes, "Well, Chief, maybe you didn't ask the question the right way. I asked it again." So I type in, "Where is my mother's husband?" And it comes back, "Your mother's husband's in Florida, but your father's dead." This is how we understand a computer world. And when you take a look, and I mean this, and I don't like standing behind a desk here, but when you take a look at where we are with the one joke as opposed to where we are with the other, that huge gap in the middle is what we need to do so that we can work collaboratively together in addressing the cyber crimes that we're faced with each and every day. The first time I did this, I spoke in Vegas. Was anybody at the HDCIA conference in Vegas? Well, if you were, I was shocked. I had sat at a table with pretty much all of your type people who, you know, the police aren't the smart ones, right? We know that already. If you don't know that, I can tell you it. So I sat with a gentleman who mapped the internet. I don't really know what that means, but he mapped the internet. You know, and I had another person who founded the first computer virus ever from some black op operations back in, I guess, the late 70s or early 80s. And as I'm sitting there talking to them, I realized just really how far apart we are. And don't get me wrong, in law enforcement, both federal, state, and local, we have some really sharp people who are much more in tune with the computer world and the cyber world than myself, let's say. But the reality is we're still yards away from where we need to be. When I speak to organizations, I know for a fact that getting through, whether it's through the FBI or other federal partners, getting through to local PDs, when you're faced with some of these criminal issues, there's a wall that's up there. And I think that wall is just a lack of knowledge of what each of us are doing. So I'm going to start off giving you a little bit of background about my organization, the IACP. And I'm honored to be here today representing the IACP at your CDSA summit. I want to give a quick overview of who we are and tell you about our International Cyber Center that I think can help everyone in this room, and I think you could help us. Our goal is really to bridge that gap between industry and law enforcement. The International, and I have to tell you this, I have to stop a second. I had to borrow these glasses from a friend in the back, so if you like to laugh, you can. Because, well, I know they're blue and match my uniform, but I left my glasses back at the room, so thank you, Mark. The International Association of Chiefs of Police represent over 30,000 active law enforcement executives in law enforcement. We represent the U.S. and 133 countries, and we serve as the modern-day voice of law enforcement. Addressing cyber crime, and more importantly, cyber-enabled crime, is a significant priority of the IACP, and it has been for years. The FBI, Department of Justice, the White House, we all recognize that cybercrime represents a significant and growing threat to our national security. Less talked about, but just as important, is the impact of cyber-enabled crimes and their effect on our communities. It seems like every day we read about cybercrimes or cyber-enabled crimes and attacks against the industry, against government, and against our critical infrastructure. and we need to do something more about it. I believe there's a chance, not even a chance, there's a reality that we can change what is going on there today, but we can't do it alone. And at the same time, while we hear this in the media, we hear little about the host of smart technologies that are out there today that play a major role in facilitating or containing evidence in nearly every traditional crime that we face in law enforcement. In addressing this issue, the IACP has made significant investments in building the IACP International Law Enforcement Cyber Center. It was created in conjunction with our partners from the Bureau of Justice, the Program Information Sharing Initiative, the RAND Corporation, the Police Executive Research Forum, and the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police. When we look at the issues facing industry in relationship to cyber crimes, it's important that you know and understand that 3/4 of the 18,000 police agencies in the United States have less than 25 police officers in it. So why is that important? It's because when you are dealing with an agency where a cyber crime is either initiated or hosted, these departments may not have the ability to handle these type of incidents. So we are looking at our cyber center, and we are looking at help from each and every one of you out there today to help create this world where these agencies can better serve you as we move forward. The IACP's main objective in creating the cyber center was to provide online resources and a clearinghouse of information for cybercrime, digital evidence, and information system security. Our goal continues to be to train and raise the awareness and build a capability of these critical agencies in the planning for and responding to the challenges of cybercrime and cyber-enabled crimes. The Law Enforcement Cyber Center channels users to a variety of expert strategic partners, including the HTCIA, the FBI, Secret Service, NW3C, Search, and many, many more. These are the ones who are best suited to host this training, provide technical assistance, best practices, and critical resources to our practitioners in the field. Our hope, my hope, and is why I'm here today, is that the CDSA and its member organizations will want to contribute to these resources at the IACP Cyber Center through a collaborated effort. Beyond the Cyber Center, the IACP also has a Computer Crime and Digital Evidence Committee. This committee has cyber experts from around the world addressing trends from looking behind traditional firewalls to protecting and recovering data. And let me ask, is anybody here part of the IACP Computer Crimes Committee? Well, at the end, if you want to be, see me, because we're going to need you. We have been working diligently over the past few years on focusing on research awareness, model policy development, anything that is associated with cybercrime investigation, digital evidence collection, and management and information security. We are doubling our efforts to educate chiefs, train investigators and officers, and build that capacity of our SLTT agencies. To further amplify some of the issues and challenges that we have, we recognize that digital evidence is directly or independently directly, is virtually in every incident we deal with that is reported to law enforcement. And that the vast majority of law enforcement agencies are really rather small. Casting the net broadly and raising awareness and building core competencies among the 180,000 sworn officers in the U.S. is the responsibility of the police agencies, but I'm going to take one step further and say really it's the responsibility of all of us. We all have a part in our own security. I know what you do. I've looked up many of the organizations that are associated with here, and I will tell you, you're doing amazing work. I believe we're doing amazing work too, and I think together we can get that much further. And I do know and I believe we will benefit from a partnership with the CDSA. Building effective and productive partnerships with organizations like the CDSA is vitally important to us in creating a strong and diverse foundation moving forward. It's not just cooperatively planning and harnessing the power and capabilities of our individual organizations. However, it's about reaching out to the industry and leveraging the immense capabilities and investments that our industry partners bring to the table. The IACP Computer Crimes Committee has been exploring options to better understand cybercrime metrics including the research of the identifying the university of existing and relevant metrics, exploring the nature, content, and source, and the potential uses of these measures. We are looking to evaluate alternative data sources for these metrics, and we're looking to recommend programs, policies, and specific metrics and data collection strategies. As we move forward with this research effort, we will certainly reach out to all of you at the CDSA to help facilitate this expanding dialogue among the government and industry subject matters on this important topic. I sit here today, I lost my voice a few days ago when I was out in Las Vegas at another event, and I'm just being able to really get it. I'm trying to get this all out before I lose it again. But I'm here because I believe this is important. I believe together we can accomplish a lot. You know, when somebody told me to come up and speak about bites, I'm a Jersey guy. That means we're talking about food. Okay, that's what bites are to me. So when you want me to come here and talk about bites and megabytes, I thought it was even a bigger sandwich. So when we talk about that gap that we started with, that gap that we have, I believe it's easy to fill. It's just all of us learning to speak that same language. I'm here today to offer up executive law enforcement's support and partnership as we span the globe in addressing these issues. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. I apologize for the voice next time. Well, you'll be lucky, I would have spoke more, so you're good to go. Somebody asked me when I first came in, do I have any slides to put up? And I'm like, technology? No, not at all. But I do look forward on a serious note of working with each and every one of you. I will have my cards out on the table, and that is my number. There is no other number. It's my actual cell phone number, so please feel free to reach out at any time. We will work together in 2018. I come in as president of the IACP. I hope by that time that we have a great working relationship with this organization so that together we can continue to move forward. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the invite. Look forward to talking to you.
Thank you, Chief Sell. Totally great. You know, we focus so much on international and we try to boil the ocean, you know, but it's time to get down to the local level. So I really appreciate being here. You'll recognize him by his uniform and the stars.